sayings, or working hard, hardly working. I wrote JB earlier this week, and I said, what's your favorite construction sayings? Do you know any construction sayings? And he said he had given it half a brain cell, at least, and that measure twice, cut once came up for him because it's one that he should do more often but doesn't do enough. And I think that's true for a lot of us. That one is pretty prolific. You can hear it everywhere. Some of these we've heard so much we barely hear them. They go in one ear and out the other, as my mother liked to say. My mother also liked to say, I need something like I need a hole in the head. I heard earlier this week, I heard a guy who'd gone to umpire school, a reporter, and he said that umpires don't even hear, for the most part, what's shouted at them because it's generally the same stuff. You're a bum, or cut a hole in your mask, until someone says something out of the ordinary, and then they notice. And I guess that's true for us as well. Bob is a carpenter and a friend who taught me a great deal. He's older than I am, about 20 years, and he taught me how to sharpen a chisel. Anyhow, Bob likes to say, to make it easy on the person who will have to take it apart, the person who's coming behind you and is going to work on it later, I tend to want to build it really strong. And that was good, very good for me to hear, because you don't need to put a million nails in it. Bob also has a saying, what the right hand does to the left. And that, of course, is from us damaging our left hand while using a tool in our right. And I guess if you're left-handed, it would go the other way around. There's a Russian saying that translates, there are three things a man can watch forever: fire, water, and watching another man work. And I'll leave you this week with a thought from Herbert Hoover, who said, when we are sick, we want an uncommon doctor. When we have a construction job, we want an uncommon engineer. And when we are at war, we want an uncommon general. It is only when it comes to politics that we are satisfied with the common man. This is Barry, signing off from rural Delaware. I'll talk to you again.